Okay, just trying out the new audio boo format on my Nexus 7. I've just entered the Win an iPhone 5 or iPad contest, so I'm looking forward to finding out that I didn't win. Well, you never know. It's always possible, I suppose. I did win a bottle of scotch sometime back in 1982, 83, somewhere around about that time. Just at about the same time as we were moving house, so I won a gallon of scotch, and the people who helped us move drank it, so I think I must have possibly had a gallon of scotch for possibly a week, maybe even two. So at least we had the empty bottle full of coins for another 15 years before Nat broke it. So there's the saga of a gallon of scotch. Which is odd, because I initially started talking about audio boo and winning an iPhone. Now, I may be getting an iPhone. I don't know. I've been sent a mysterious present by Di in Florida. She's got herself an iPhone 5, and she has continuously said she was going to send me her iPhone 4 when she'd finished with it, so that we could FaceTime and so on and so forth. I think the best thing to do is not to expect too much, and then if it does arrive, that would be a lovely surprise. But if it doesn't, and I'm expecting it, whatever comes will seem to be a disappointment, and that's not fair, is it? So, it's very difficult to speak for this long. You think to yourself, well, we've only got 3 to 4 minutes on a free account, but unless you're actually recording something specific that you've scripted, it's actually rather difficult to fill all this time. I'm looking at the countdown clock now, and I still have 1 minute and 3 seconds to go. And that's an awful lot of time to fill. So, what do I do? I could comment on the books I'm reading. Still not finished Sophie's World, a novel of the history of philosophy. And it is getting very, very surreal. Can't decide whether or not Sophie really is a character in the book, or whether or not that's just another literary device that's going to be a surprise at the end when it turns out that the apparent author is in fact the character, and Sophie's in fact the author. There you go, I didn't manage not to cough through the whole 3 minutes or whatever it is, so there we are. That's a shame. Obviously I can't go through life without coughing at least once in each 3 minute period. And there you go, I sniff as well. My excuse is I've been in bed all day, my nose is blocked up, and I can't seem to blow it because it's full of hard, dry snots, which is a bit yucky.